There's a new team coming to town. The WGN-TV Evening News team at 4 join Ben Bradley, Lourdes Duarte, and Demetrius Ivory. Also, Jared Payton, weekdays at 4. Ooh. Yeah, our own Jared Payton, weekdays at 4, starting April 4th on WGN-TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting stuff.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of interesting stuff, Michael Steele is on the Super Celebrity Hotline with us right now.
Thank God you're here, Michael.
Yeah.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about a few things, Michael.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. This is what happens when I get a little nervous. We got a couple things here. Let's just start with the first deal here. The Affordable Care Act is still the law of the land. Obamacare is still the law of the land. And now there's a little bit of talk today that maybe the Trump administration wants to, you know, maybe they'll take another bite of the apple here. They would like to get something done, I think, that they want to do faster, which is this tax reform. However, the last time a massive tax reform bill tried to make its way through in the 1980s, it took 18 months legislatively to get it done. Is it possible that one of the problems that the Trump administration is having right now is they love fast and furious? They love to just do it and make it big. But in the legislative process, especially big items like this, can you do them fast?
They do like it big, and no, you cannot do them fast. There's a rare moment in the politics of the Senate or the House where a bill goes through on a fast-track basis. In other words, it'll get done in a matter of, a couple months, as opposed to the usual 18 to 24 months on some of these things. He has this sort of business mindset, but he should even appreciate that he couldn't build a building in the time that he's expecting the Congress to move on legislation. So, it's just, I think, this false understanding of how governments operate. They want to come out, we need to make it more efficient, we need to make it move faster. Well, it has its own sort of rhythm and its own degree of inertia, just like anything does. And just because you want it to move faster doesn't necessarily mean it will move faster. So tax reform, the difference is you can do it in smaller chunks. You don't have to do a big, massive tax bill. You can do it on a smaller basis. You can carve out corporate. You can carve out individual. You can look at, repatriation of tax receipts, those types of things. But on an individual basis, as opposed to health care, which you have to do pretty much, all of it together at one time.
Yeah. Are Democrats missing something, though, Michael Steele, when we hear them say this is a victory, this is a great day, this is an exciting day? When a lot of people are seeing something else when they look at their health care plans and Obamacare and others saying, look, we do see rising premiums, we do see high deductibles that make our health care unaffordable or unusable, as the case may be, and there are problems, serious problems with the current state of Obamacare. And then no one really came together to work on a plan. And I don't know if that's Republicans or Democrats or whom, but would you call this a victory?
It's a short-sighted, short-term victory, yes. It's a victory in that Obamacare was not repealed last week. So, yes, for Democrats who did not want to see the end of Obamacare, it is like, that inmate on death row who gets a final reprieve at the 11th hour. That's what happened. So they're celebrating that, but the reality of it is that there are still members of the House and the Senate who want to go after Obamacare. The fight isn't there the way it was a week ago, but the fight is still there to some degree. There will be those who will float bills that will do that to some extent. The question, and I think the ultimate challenge will be the White House. The White House has lost interest in it. The president announced, I've moved on, I'm moving on to something else, and pretty much doesn't have the stomach to do health care reform, which is something he didn't really want to do in the first place. He wanted to lead on the tax side of the ledger, not on the health care side. Now he'll do that. And they may get back to health care, meaning the White House, later in the year or early next year, but I don't see that battle. So those Democrats who are celebrating the extension of Obamacare will probably get to do so. And the reality is this, Anna, that the longer that this stays on the books, the harder it becomes to ultimately fully repeal it.
Right. You know, there's some talk over the weekend that one of the problems that he had with the Freedom Caucus was the Freedom Caucus kept moving to the right, to the right, to the right, to the right, because the Freedom Caucus didn't just want to repeal and replace. They wanted to strip things that are very popular, including the transportation of pre-existing conditions, the 26-year-old still on the parents' health care and all that. Mm-hmm. That's I think that he realized
but that would have been full repeal. To fully repeal Obamacare means to take it completely off the books, all elements, aspects, and pieces of it. So that doesn't mean, and this is what I think a number of Freedom Caucus members were trying to say, it doesn't mean that we don't support those things. Those were part of some of the original legislation going back to the 1990s. That Republicans were introducing. But what you can't leave those pieces in place, given the way that they're tied ultimately together through the Obamacare legislation. So you have to repeal it all, and then you put back in place those elements that you've always supported in life anyway.
Yeah.
And some of them may be elements of Obamacare, like the 27-year-old staying on your health care kind of deal.
Yeah. All right. 20 seconds left. Russia. Jared Kushner now going to the Senate Intelligence Committee. Can the House Intelligence Committee still do its job given everything that's happening? Or now we've learned that, that the day before all of this crazy stuff happened with Devin Nunes, he was actually at the White House the day before. He's just had to acknowledge that to CNN. Can they continue to do their investigation?
I think it's hard for the House Intelligence Committee to really have any credibility with the public on any of its investigations at this point. I think people will look at the Senate. The Senate is going to come with a little less of a partisan taste to it in terms of what was clear in the House side of the chairman going and giving the White House cover. You won't see that on the Senate side. So that may be where the sweet spot on these investigations.
Got it. All right.
And I think ultimately you get a third-party commission to look at it.
Oh. Former chairman of the Republican National Committee saying that. Oh, my God. Oh, no wonder you're no longer chairman of the Republican National Committee saying stuff like that. What kind of crap is that?
Stirring it up.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Michael.
I'll see you later.
Thank you, Michael. What?
Why oughta?
All right. Judy Pilak or Brett Vaccaro or whoever she sounds like right now. The voiceless wonder will be joining us with the WGN News in 2 minutes.